This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The death toll from the small plane crash in the Galveston Bay earlier this week has risen. A sixth person has been found after search and rescue efforts yesterday. Eight people were on board the plane. There were two survivors. The plane had been transporting a burn patient when it took off from Mexico. It lost control on the descent down. A federal judge in Austin blocked a new state law requiring adults and minors to verify their age when downloading apps. KERA's Tolawana Yosibemowo reports the law was supposed to take effect on January 1st.
The law would stop minors from downloading apps or making in-app purchases without a parent's approval. A student advocacy group and two high schoolers sued, alleging the law violates their First Amendment rights. Attorney Adam Seif represents them.
A lot of people across the country are weighing how to address issues involving the way that young people use online services and access content on the internet. How we address those types of issues, though, needs to comport with what the Constitution sets out.
Attorney General Ken Paxton, who would enforce the law, could still appeal the decision. I'm Tolawana Yosibemowo in Dallas.
Firefighters in Conroe, north of Houston, are suing the city over a decision to not place collective bargaining on the ballot for voters in May. ABC 13 reports that the Conroe Professional Firefighters Association submitted the necessary legal paperwork with voter signatures to put the issue in front of the voters. The city, however, is refusing to accept the petition, asking for more signatures than the suit claims is required. The lawsuit says the city is denying the voters the right to decide on this issue. Criminal charges will not be filed against the DPS trooper who confronted two South Carolina football players during a nationally televised game. An attorney representing one of the players told CBS Austin that the decision was an effort to protect and not embarrass the trooper. The incident took place last month at Kyle Field in the game between Texas A&M and South Carolina. In a video widely circulated on social media, a DPS trooper can be seen pushing his way through two Gamecocks players exiting a tunnel after the visiting team scored a touchdown. Shortly after the incident, DPS released a statement and said the trooper had been relieved from his game duties. The trooper has not been publicly identified, and DPS has declined to comment further. Sports yesterday, the Rockets lost to the Los Angeles Clippers 128-108. Houston has dropped their last two games and lost three of their last four. They are staying out west tonight when they take on the Los Angeles Lakers. That will be a 7 o'clock tip-off. Houston's next home game will be Saturday when they take on the Cleveland Cavaliers.